I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
I am here with Jaya Jaya Myra. Dori and I met her at the National Publicity Summit, and she's one of the people that we met that I was really hoping was going to follow up with us and want to be a part of the show. She just had such an amazing energy about her. It was just somebody that seemed really, really cool. So I'm really excited that we have a chance to talk to her today. She is an entrepreneur, a best-selling author, a motivational speaker, a QVC wellness and beauty spokesperson, and a regular national TV and media guest. She is considered a wellness lifestyle expert. She is a scientist by training and a thought leader in wellness living. She consults companies and people to create a well-rounded lifestyle that supports optimal mental, emotional, and physical health, financial success, spiritual connection, and harmonious relationships. Her debut book, Vibrational Healing, Attain Balance and Wholeness, Understand Your Energetic Type, is now published in 10 languages and sold worldwide. Wow. Hi, how are you, Jaya Jaya?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good. And you?
I am great. It's so cool to have you because, as I said, when we met you, we just knew that we connected and wanted to have you as a part of the show. And since we met you, when we started the Mindful Healthy Habits show, we have been talking a lot about defining optimal health and talking about how that is not just, you know, about nutrition or fitness or anything like that, that it's this overall thing. It's mind, body, spirit, finances, all of this. And it sounds like you're very much about the same thing, really creating this whole self that's optimally healthy. So that's why I'm, you know, I knew I wanted to share you, and now that I'm seeing how well we connect with each other in terms of even what we're putting out there, I'm even more excited to have you here.
Why, thank you. And absolutely. I think that a lot of people think about wellness in a very limited mindset, and they do tend to think about diet, sleep, nutrition, going to the gym, and that is only a small part of what it takes to actually have a wellness lifestyle. And my own life is a testament to that.
Great, great. So tell me, what do you see as some of the other things that people need to be focused on in terms of having this wellness lifestyle?
I believe that mindfulness and meditation need to be pretty foundational to everyone's routine, because this is how you establish a solid platform for living a healthy and well life. Like, if you have a regular mindfulness routine and a meditation routine, it's actually going to affect not only your mind, but it's also going to help reset the nervous system and affect you pretty profoundly on a physical and an emotional level as well.
Right, right. So you'd say that meditation and being mindful is probably the number one thing that you would say is important to staying healthy.
I would. Like, in my own journey of being diagnosed with debilitating fibromyalgia that caused me to lose my job, my marriage, have to declare bankruptcy, have my home be foreclosed on, I honestly think that my mindfulness and meditation routine was about 85% of my entire healing and wellness journey.
Wow, wow. So tell me a little bit more about that. I actually have a few friends who are suffering from fibromyalgia currently, and I know that they're in various stages of exploring some of the different things that they can do to, you know, help with that. So tell us a little bit about that part of your journey.
That was a pretty difficult point in my life. Essentially, I was having a lot of chronic pain. I was having headaches. I didn't know what was wrong, and I went to the doctor, and that's what they diagnosed me with. So I felt at that point in time that I really had a bunch of tough decisions to make. And my number one decision in that was to not accept the diagnosis and to not accept that label as being a part of my identity. I recognized that that was there, but I would never own that disease. You know how some people, when they get sick, they say, my cancer or my fibro or things like that. Like I never
Yes.
once did that because I refused to acknowledge it as a part of my existence. And I saw it as something that was transitory, that I would be able to get rid of, and that I would be 100% healthy again in my life.
Wow. Yeah.
And
So
that may
it's
sound
not a matter of
simple.
fooling yourself that you didn't have it, but it's just saying it's not a part of who I am. It's just something I have to go through right now.
Absolutely. And that may sound very subtle and like a small thing, but again, I think that things like that are foundational because you're setting the stage for what you want to happen in your life through your intention, through your willpower, and through what you're speaking in your life and to God and the universe at large. I think that that is really huge. You have to have a very clear intention about where you're going and how you're going to get there if you want to be able to accomplish those goals. And yes, I was so sick at the time, I couldn't even work. I could barely even cook or do anything functional. So I wasn't trying to pretend that I wasn't suffering at that point in time. I was just determined to find a way to get through it so that I would be healthy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So you basically healed yourself, and
I
I
did.
understand you did that completely naturally. What
Yes,
was the
I
key to
did.
your success?
Mindfulness and meditation was about 85% of it because it really
Wow.
does go in and restore the nervous system. It helps to unload a lot of the burden that's going on even a physical level, not just a mental and emotional level, but it helps to reset the physical body. So the meditation and mindfulness was huge for me. I also made some dietary changes. I made some massive changes to my life, which I think were instrumental into me feeling more emotionally happy and fulfilled. Like, in addition to getting divorced at that time, I also left behind my career as a scientist and started doing things that I enjoyed much more. So I made a complete 180-degree shift in my life. And I
Wow.
don't think I would have been able to get well if I had stayed in those same unhealthy dynamics that I was in at that time.
Right. So it's not even just a matter of thinking positively, but it's removing some of the negative and toxic elements of the life you're living now to enable yourself
Absolutely.
the freedom to.
Absolutely. So, like, when I talk to people who are suffering from fibro or other chronic health conditions, one of the things that I see far too frequently is that people are not willing to remove those toxic elements from their life because they're too scared or they don't know what things are going to look like on the other side of that, especially if it's dealing with a toxic relationship and then their own financial livelihood has already been put into jeopardy by a disease. I
Right.
guess I just rolled all the dice and let things fall where they were going to fall because it was clear that my relationship was not in a healthy place at that time. That needed to come to an end, and a bunch of changes needed to be made. And I just had complete faith that everything was going to go the way that it needed to go for me to get better.
And you spoke about making some big nutritional changes. Can you touch on that a little bit, just the direction you went in with your nutrition?
I think one of the most important pieces for me was introducing a very good probiotic supplement and making sure to get the prebiotic nutrients that are necessary so like that you can have the good flora in your gut because that's definitely going to affect you on a physical level. There's now scientific evidence that shows that whatever's going on your gut is also impacting your mental health and your moods. So it's going to keep you more positive, more uplifted. You're going to be less prone to depression or anxiety or any of those other problems that we suffer with, especially when we're not feeling well. So I was making those changes. I was figuring out what worked for my own constitution type at that time and not eating things that were not as in alignment for me. So between then and now, I've pretty much eliminated most all meat from my diet. I still eat fish. I eat very minimal dairy now. Those things just didn't play well with my constitution type. I don't think there was anything wrong with them, or I would never tell other people to follow what I did. I say, find what's going to work best for you. And I started eating foods that had more of the prebiotic and probiotic content in them, and just making sure to take very good herbal supplements that are going to boost my energy on a much deeper level, so that I'm not reliant on caffeine or other things like that, which, while on the surface will give you energy, actually act to deplete you on a much deeper level.
Right. So what did you find became sort of the caffeine substitute for you? I know that's a big problem that a lot of us have, myself included, to be honest. It's one of the few, I've done a lot of work myself on this, and that's one of the few things that I still put into my body that I'm hoping to find a way to get rid of.
Yeah. Fortunately, I was never a huge caffeine junkie, but one of the
Right.
herbs that works really well is ashwagandha. It's an Ayurvedic herb that is a rejuvenative, and it really functions on the adrenal glands and helps to boost your energy naturally.
Wow. Okay. That is great to know. Definitely need to look into that a little bit. And what would you say are some of the, before we take our sponsor break, and then we'll go into some more about the stuff that you do to cultivate and build wellness in your life. Give us a few more just key, either, super positive nutritional things that you found, either by giving energy or giving certain types of nutrition, or, some of the big, I know you said, for instance, like you cutting out meat was specific to your body and your constitution. You're not necessarily suggesting that everyone cut out meat, but are there certain things that really none of us need to have that a lot of us still seem to be, indulging in?
Well, I definitely advise minimizing processed sugars from people's diets, because we get far too many sugars in our culture, and a lot of it we don't even know that we're consuming. So I'm not saying you need to get rid of all sugar, because I think we mostly all like our desserts. But if you're going to be taking in sugars, you should be doing it consciously through something that you enjoy, not just because it's been added to your food already and you're not even getting the taste benefit from that.
Right.
Sugars are really just a death sentence. They decrease your willpower. It's like the most addictive substance on the planet. Sugar has been shown to be more addictive than even cocaine. And it's feeding a lot of negative things in your body, like candida, and things that are going against all of these probiotics that we have. You definitely do not want to feed those bad bacteria that are in your body. You want to keep yourself healthy and strong. So I would say minimizing processed sugars and increasing fiber in the diet, because fiber, they know now, actually is a prebiotic food to all of the good flora that we have. And a lot of people don't get adequate fiber throughout the course of their day.
Right. So, and that would mainly be through fruits and vegetables and healthy grains, is that right?
Yeah, you can definitely get that through fresh vegetables. I love starting my day with a bowl of steel-cut oats. For me, that has been excellent. It will not only give you an energy boost that you're going to need in the morning if you're not having caffeine or coffee, it's also going to be those good prebiotics that are going to keep your mood elevated and keep you on a more even keel for a longer portion of the day.
Excellent, excellent tips. We're going to take a quick pause to thank our sponsors for the day, and then we're going to hear more about how to cultivate wellness in our lives.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety It's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. Thank you.
I'm back with Jaya Jaya Myra, and we've been talking about some of the ways that she managed to naturally heal her debilitating fibromyalgia, some of the importance that she has found in meditation and mindfulness in creating a more healthy lifestyle, and removing negativity and toxicity, whether it's through a relationship, whether it's through the foods that we're eating, whether it's a job that we're doing that's not what we love to do. And now we're going to continue with some of her strategies in terms of having a more healthy lifestyle. So what is wellness building, and how do you have a healthy lifestyle for yourself?
So part of the work that I do is to consult with builders and developers and architects to actually construct a home in a way that is going to be the most beneficial for your health, overall well-being, and mind-body-spirit balance. So when you're doing this, you're essentially assuring that everything is being built in a way that the structure is aligning properly with the natural light and also the electromagnetic fields that are present in the earth. So you're lining up your whole lifestyle when you're in your home in such a way that you're not going against the flow, that everything is going to be in harmony naturally. A lot of people are familiar with aspects of this, which can be incorporated through feng shui. But I use Vastu, which goes a little bit deeper into the actual construction and building of a property and how it should be constructed from the ground up, in addition to what are you doing with your decor and your design and the actual layout of the furniture in your home.
Wow, that's incredible. So literally where your couch is and where your bed is can have a big effect on how you're feeling.
Definitely. For people who their head, like the top of their head, is pointed north when they sleep, that's considered extremely bad. Like you're essentially misaligned to the electromagnetic fields. So it's going to disrupt your sleep. You're not going to get as good of a night's sleep as your head was pointed towards the south direction. I would try this for yourself and see how it works, because I never expect anyone to just take what I say and believe it. I want you to go out and try it for yourself and see if it makes a difference for you.
Interesting. And then just out of curiosity then, so south is good, north is bad. What happens if you're either east or west? Is that
East is okay. West is not as ideal. Like if you sleep with your head to the west, it can make you more prone to having negative dreams and disturbances in your sleep. The East can just maybe have a little bit too much energy. Like you'll find that your dreams are very active, or maybe that you're just waking up more often.
Okay, so it sounds like we really want to try to have our head pointing south, but I guess if you're in a room where the bed really just needs to go east-west, then at least make sure you put your head to the east as opposed to the west.
Absolutely. Like my bed right now, the head points east because there's really no way in my room to aspect the bed so that I'm pointing south without having too many other things in the room be out of alignment. And
right.
Yeah, I noticed that I do tend to get a lot of crazy energetic dreams that way, but it's much better than when I had it aspected towards the west, that's for sure.
Got it. Okay. Wow. That's actually great, because that's something what's great. What I love about talking to you today is that, you know, clearly some of this is stuff that's going to require research and experimentation, but like, you know, and like even going from say north to east, or I should say, you know, from west to south, you know, that might be rearranging your whole room, but you could literally flip yourself the other way on your bed tonight if you want to try to see if you get better sleep.
Absolutely.
So, this is so cool.
Absolutely. And see, a lot of
great.
This stuff is so subtle, like people don't necessarily realize how much of an impact it's having on a day-to-day basis. But when you can put yourself in better alignment with the electromagnetic fields, with what's going on with the natural light sources in your house, it just makes everything much easier. Just like we want to stay positive and happy and optimistic, this helps you to be able to do that better. Of course, if you get a good night's sleep and you're more well-rested, you're more apt to wake up and be in a much better mood than if you went to bed and woke up 7 or 8 times during the course of your night.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's huge. And I know for me it's huge. I tend to sleep well when I can get a lot of sleep. I'm lucky that, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm not, I think my head points south now in my current apartment, so that's good. But I get really busy, and I don't need as much sleep as some people do. You know, I'm one of those people who can, you know, have a little less sleep than some people. And then when I get super busy, and especially if my brain is racing, you know, I don't sleep as much. But I definitely notice the difference in my productivity and how I can think and what I can accomplish when I've had a good night's sleep as opposed to when I haven't. And I've noticed the older that I get that my body literally will just, you know, shut down on me if I try to go too long without a good night's sleep. It just will refuse to function anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. I mean, and I live in New York City, so it's very difficult to get a good night's sleep here. So
yes,
anything for me that I can do to make it easier on my part, I'm game for.
Right. Right. And so exactly, literally just turning my head in a different direction. I mean, it almost seems worth sleeping sideways on your bed if you really had to try it. Just
yeah.
See what you have. I mean,
go take a nap, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Right. Maybe not for the night, but exactly. Go take a nap sleeping sideways, or, you know, see if you can't do it on your bed, do it on your couch, something. I think everyone needs to at least try one, you know, a few hours of head pointing south and seeing how that sleep is. It sounds really great. So what is a typical day in your life?
A typical day in my life tends to include a lot of writing because I am a writer. I wake up in the morning. I try to always wake up before sunrise because that's another one of those little tips or life hacks that you can add to your life to make your day much better. So when you wake up before sunrise, you are going to view your day entirely differently than if you wake up after sunrise.
Interesting.
Yeah. Psychologically speaking, it's much better if we wake up and greet the sun as opposed to waking up after the sun has already risen. You're going to feel more focused. You're going to feel more centered and more in command of your day whenever you're able to be awake before the sun comes up.
Interesting. Because I know for me psychologically, and I'm not a morning person, and I've gone through stages of my life where I've been able to a certain routine and maybe do some yoga in the morning where I've been able to kind of turn myself into a morning person for a while, but it's not my own natural tendency. But I know that for me personally, and it'll be really interesting for me, I'm going to have to try something when the time changes, right? And where it actually, because for a while when I was getting up at a certain time in the morning, you know, you'd be getting up in the dark during certain times of the year no matter what, And then as the year progresses, the sun would be up when I would wake up. But then when the clocks would switch, you go back to being dark. And I can't tell you, the first few days of that used to kill me. I used to literally hate everybody who likes daylight saving time during those days.
Yeah.
Because for me personally, and I don't care which way it goes, like I feel like we need to just pick one and stay there and stop messing with it. And I don't care if we just do the daylight savings all year or leave it the way it originally was all year. That's my own personal opinion. Like, let's just pick one and stay there because the changing really messes with me too. But it's interesting because for me personally, I found that I hate waking up in the morning no matter what if I don't get to just naturally do it. I try to actually live a life where I can just sort of allow myself to sleep till I'm ready to wake up. But obviously, most of us can't do that every day. And no matter what, if it's early in the morning, I don't like waking up. But I find that I have an even harder time if I'm waking up in the dark. So I'd love to, this isn't, you know, maybe not even today, but I'd love to hear more about why that is and figure out maybe why I'm having such a hard time, since you're saying it's really so much better that way. And maybe it's just because I'm not, because I'm allowing myself to feel negative about it, as opposed to, as you're saying, greet the sun and think about my day in that positive way, you know, take joy in the fact that I'm getting to greet the sun.
You could try waking up like when there's already a little bit of light out, because you're already going to have light on the horizon before the sun actually peaks. So I'm not saying wake up like when it's absolutely dark outside. Like, you know, you're going to see some natural light that's already there well before the official time of sunrise. So like, even if you're waking up in that transitional period when like a little bit of light is there, but the sun hasn't technically come up yet, I think that's a really, really good time to wake up. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are going to say it's great to wake up like stupid o'clock in the morning to go do your meditation routine or your spiritual practice. And yes, there's reasons for that, but honestly, find what's going to work for your rhythms and your habits, because like the most important thing is being consistent. Like if you get up at a consistent time every single day, the body is going to get acclimated to that and it's going to make it much easier. I find even if I only get 2 to 3 hours of sleep in the night, if I have to say stay awake for some reason, it's still better for me to get up at 5:30 every morning than it is for me to sleep in those extra few hours. Because if I sleep in past my normal time, I'm going to be super groggy. It would be better for me to function on 2 hours of sleep than to sleep for 6 or 8 hours and sleep beyond the time that I normally wake up.
Yeah, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And I think what you're saying, that might really be the key to me, because I think that waking up in total darkness, and it does make some kind of sense that that's what's difficult, but I think waking up in what you're saying, that sort of transitionary, there's some light, it's not dark, but the sun isn't completely up past the horizon yet, is probably the key. And that's, again, something we can all try, point our head south and then wake up during that time of the day.
Yeah, definitely.
So believe it or not, we're coming close to running out of time. But first of all, I'm absolutely hoping that maybe we can share some more of you in the future. You're someone that I definitely love to get to hear some more in the specifics of the tips that you have. But I want to make sure that you have a chance to tell us how to find you and how our listeners can take advantage of some of the great stuff that you have to share with us. And if there's any, you know, last little thing that you think is a key that you haven't shared with us today, to kind of throw that in as we wrap things up.
Certainly. I would say, for one last piece of advice, pick one thing and stay consistent with it, because it's consistency that's going to help to rewire your mind. It's going to rewire the brain and help you to be more successful. So instead of trying to change 10 things in your life at once, pick one thing and stay consistent with it. When you're able to do that, you're going to turn that new action into a habit, and then it's going to be much easier to maintain for you. So I'm very easy to find online. My website is jayajayamira.com, JayaJayamira.com, and all of my social media handles are at jayajayamira.
See, and that's what everybody tells you to do, to keep all of that consistent so people don't have to remember a bunch of different handles and a bunch of different ways to find you. Well, I suggest that everybody check this out. Check out the book, Vibrational Healing, Attain Balance and Wholeness, Understand Your Energetic Type.
Oh, in fact, I do. That's maybe even our next conversation. I want to understand more about what an energetic type is. I'm actually lucky enough that Jaya shared the book with me, but I'm going to be perfectly honest with everything going on. I have not yet looked at it. So I'm very excited to get to, now that I've talked to you, I want to definitely dig some more into some of that information.
Awesome. I look forward to hearing what you think of it.
Great, definitely. So definitely check her out at jayajayamyra.com and be on the lookout, because if I have anything to say about it, she is definitely going to be a guest again in the near future. Thanks so much, Jayajaya. Make today a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Mompreneur Model Show. I really enjoyed talking to Jayajaya Myra, and I'd love to hear feedback from our listeners on what you think. I just have the sense that she has so much more to share with us that we would love to hear. So please feel free to comment on the show itself, on our Facebook page, on our blog post, and just let us know how you feel about that. And please, if you read the book, feedback on that would be appreciated as well. Next week, we have some more really wonderful guests. We're going to get part two of Rigzin Tromgi, who was the positively entertaining guest of Beth Hilton last month. And she had so much to say and so much great music that we really loved that we decided to make it a two-part series. So that will be the show on Monday. Our Tuesday business spotlight is the Love Money coach, Kerry Gardner. And then we have Sora Vernikoff and her No Diet Weight Loss program on Mindful Healthy Habits. And then we wrap it up. Our Mompreneur model next week is actually an author's alley with Jennifer DeGenhart, who is a good friend and an author of some really great books. She started out writing in Spanish for her students and now is writing in various languages and some really wonderful stories about not just learning languages, but, you know, cultural issues, et cetera, et cetera. Remember to check out tickets for You Don't Know How It Feels. And please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And we're going to close with the wonderful Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You, because that bold, brave, strong, true woman, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.